ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ वी हैव कवर्ड द फोर टॉपिक्स मेन टॉपिक्स ऑफ तत्त्वबोध एंड वी हैड टू डू द फिफ्थ कंक्लूडिंग टॉपिक देयर वासुदेवेन्द्र योगींद्रम् नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदं गुरुम् मुमुक्षूणां हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधोभिधीयते. वी अनलाइज्ड द इंडिविजुअल एंड द टोटल cosmos individual also is atma anatma individual is a combination of both atma and anatma and total universe is combination of both brahman and maya and here with reference to individual atma is satyam and anatma is mithya and with reference to this universe brahman is satyam the maya is mithya jagat is universe is mithya jagat is mithya so when we say when we say suppose shastram says you are tall Suppose I'm saying, I say, you are tall. When I say you are tall, what do you mean? When I say you are tall, you say, yes, I am tall. Then, the I in that sentence means what? Only the body. Understand? Only the body. Because mind is not tall, intellect is not tall, physiological functions are not tall, sense powers are not tall. What is tall there? When you say you are tall, okay, when you say I'm a woman, if I say I'm a woman, I'm a human being, I'm a woman, if I say which part of, understand, if I say I'm a human being, which part of me is a human being here? Only hands alone are the human beings, or legs alone are the human beings, trunk alone is the human being, are the head alone is the human being, which part of this is human being? Understand? All of them together is human being. And not mere gross body, mere gross body is not the human being. Now, so the, with the gross, with the live gross body, which has the subtle body indwelling. Subtle body can have seeing power, hearing power, understand? With all these powers, physiological functions. And not only this, also the antakarna mind. Therefore, human being is a combination of everything. Understand now, when you say individual, you are an individual. As an individual, as a human being, okay, you are what? Combination of atma and anatma. Atma, the consciousness, or anatma, the gross body, subtle body, and the causal body. And the same three bodies are what? Again, annamayaha koshaha, pranamayaha koshaha, manomayaha koshaha. Remember that? Vijnanamayaha koshaha, anandamayaha koshaha. Five layers of personality. Understand? So all of them together form what? An individual here. But when I say, you are tall, when I say you are tall, which part of, which of these is meant? Only the annamayaha koshaha or the gross body. And the you means what there? Gross body. Therefore in this sentence, only particular thing is understood, taken. You don't mistake the mind there. And I'm again saying, oh, you look hungry. You are hungry, okay? You are hungry, not you, okay?
I am actually.
Okay, you want some food now?
Shivashakti.
Okay, you are hungry. If I say, What do I mean? Do I mean the physical body? Do I mean your head, your mind? Do I mean your seeing power? I mean only the samana. Understand? I mean only the samana. Understand? No? Digestive power. The physiological function. And similarly, I say, oh, you are angry. You are angry when I say, is your body angry? Okay, is any of your physiological functions angry? Or is any of your sense powers angry? Who is angry there? When I say you are angry, I mean which part of you I mean? The mind. When I say you are angry, I mean the mind. You understand, I there means what? Mind. When I say you are hungry, I means what? It means the samana. I say you are tall, and I say the I means what? Gross body. Understand? You know, when I say, you don't mistake. When whatever a sentence I say, you correctly filter and understand the exact meaning. Then you know. When I say you are tall, you do not connect. Then you do not mistake you for mind and intellect. You connect only to your body. Understand? You know where to place the I. You are body. You are tall means you place I on the body. You are hungry when you say, you place the I on your samana. Understand? The digestive fire. Physiological function. You are angry when you say, you place I on your mind. Oh, you are emotional. You are very emotional. Again, you place I on the mind. You are clever. You are very intelligent. When I say, you place I on intellect. You are intelligent when I say, or you know when I say, you place I where? On intellect. You know, I know that you know very well, okay? You know the secret. I say, then I there means what? The intellect. Understand? You know where exactly to put the I. Similarly, if Shastram says, you are Ishwaraha. Look at this. You are Ishwaraha. You are the whole. You are Brahma. You are the Lord. The Shastram says, where to put I? Understand? Where to place I? You know exactly when somebody says, you are intelligent, you know where to place I. Somebody says, you are emotional, you know where to place I. When somebody says, you are angry, you know where to place I. When somebody tells you, you are hungry, you know where to place I. Somebody says you are fat. You know where to place I. Oh my God, you are very thin. You are too thin. And slim. Now somebody says you know where to place I. But Shastram says you are Ishwaraha. You don't know where to place I. Understand? That is why exactly what it means. But which part of this is I? Everything is you. Understand now? That is why when Shastram says, you are Ishwaraha, the Vachyartaha of Tvam, you, is the everything. Okay? When you say, you are here in this class, when you say, I mean that you means physical body, subtle body, understand now? Your physiological functions, everything together, whole consciousness, everything together. When I say you are sitting here, that you means what? Everything. Understand? This is the Vachyartaha. Today, Suhasnyama, you are sitting in the class. When I say that you, in the sentence, you are sitting here, that you means the entire personality. Understand? It includes the consciousness, it includes the physical body, it includes the subtle body, it includes, understand, everything. When I say you are Ishwaraha, and I say you are fat, it does not include the entire personality, entire person, understand, personality. It means only the physical personality. Is it clear? You are intelligent when you say, it means only the, understand, the intellect. Similarly, if you say you are Ishwaraha, it means only the consciousness. Understand? So, Tattvam Asi is a Mahavakyam and Tat Brahma Tvam Asi. Tat stands for Brahman or the Lord Ishwaraha. And here Tvam stands for you. Tat Brahma Tvamasi, that Lord thou art. You are that Lord means, this is a Mahavakyam. I explained to you last class. Mahavakyam is a great sentence which reveals the identity between you and Ishvara. And it is an equation. I explained to you in the last class also, an equation can be made only if there is both difference and non-difference. If there is difference alone is there, equation cannot be made at all. If there is non-difference is there, equation need not be made. Equation can be made only if there is both difference and non-difference. Therefore, there is definitely difference between you and the Lord. Who is the Lord for us? Who is the Lord here? Okay, the one who is not lorded by anything else, one who lords everything else is the Lord. That is why it's not the he, neither he nor she. Understand, we say Lord is what? Consciousness. There's no other Lord other than consciousness. So we call in Tamil, we call Paramparul, Paravastu. Understand? Parapurusha, we say all these words you use. Therefore, consciousness is the reality which is the Lord. And consciousness is not anything in this universe. This entire universe is what? We say consciousness. Therefore, the entire universe is Ishwaraha. Therefore, you are the whole means what? You are consciousness. And so the truth of the entire cosmos is what? Consciousness. Like it here, from the standpoint of the mithya physical body, mithya subtle body, and mithya causal body, and from the standpoint, okay, that the individual is definitely different from the total, the Ishvara. Because the total cosmos, the gross universe is so vast and big. Huttle universe is so vast and big. Understand? The standpoint of the gross body and the gross universe. Huttle body and the subtle universe. Definitely, Jiva is different from the Ishvara. Total gross, subtle universe together constitute what? Ishvara. That is why when you say wave and the ocean, definitely in the standpoint of name and form, the wave is different from the ocean. Ocean is huge, big, and wave is small. Definitely difference is there. But from the standpoint of H2O, wave is ocean. Why? Wave can be equal to ocean. How? The truth without which the wave cannot exist, without which the ocean cannot exist. The truth, the reality which lends existence to the wave and the ocean is one and the same, and that vastu is one indivisible, inseparable, partless whole. Understand? Therefore we say wave is ocean. It's called, when you say wave, difference is there, means the standpoint of, understand, vachyartha, the primary meaning, literal meaning, wave is different from the ocean. The standpoint of the lakshyartha, implied meaning, okay, water, there is no difference between wave and the ocean. Similarly, the standpoint of the vachyartha, Ishwaraha and Jivaha, individual and the total, Lord and the individual, the difference is very much there. Look at your small gross body, whole gross universe. Understand? And the subtle body only indwelling this little gross body, and subtle universe indwelling the entire gross universe. Understand now? But definitely difference is there, vast difference is there. But still, the standpoint of the mithya is called upadhi. Remember the word upadhi last class I taught you? The standpoint of the reflecting media, the standpoint of the upadhis, gross body, subtle body and the causal body, gross universe, subtle universe and the causal universe, there is definitely difference between Jiva and Ishvara, but from the which is the vachyartha. Okay? Vachyartha of individual is what? The consciousness and the body, mind, sense complex. Vachartha's Ishwaraha is what? The consciousness plus gross, subtle and causal universe. But Lakshartha of Ishwaraha and Lakshartha of Jivaha is only consciousness. From the standpoint of the Lakshartha, the consciousness, the Jiva and the Ishwara are non-separate, non-different. Why? Because consciousness is one indivisible, partless whole, which lends existence to both Jiva and the universe, Ishwara. Is it clear now? Therefore, when the teacher teaches Tattvam Asi, you are that Lord, the teacher says, the student understands from the standpoint of from the standpoint of Mithya Upadhis, difference is there. The standpoint of Satyam, the consciousness, there is no difference. Is it clear now? So this is called, look at this, Jiva Ishwara Bheda Drishtihi, Jiva Ishwara Abheda Drishtihi. Jiva Ishwara Veda Drishtihi means perception of difference between the individual and the total. Understand? Or Jiva Ishwara Veda. Veda Drishtihi. Veda means difference. Because Jiva Ishwara Veda Drishtihi. Drishtihi means perception or seeing, sight, vision, okay, understand? Drishtihi. Drishtihi, perception of what? Perception of, drishti of, bhedaha, difference. Okay, difference. Perception of difference between what? Between Ishwara and Jiva. Understand? So, this perception of this difference between individual and the total, Ishwara and the Jiva, is possible, will be there as long as one does not know the Atma. One does not know the Atma. One does not know the meaning of the word I. Naan endra sollin porul theriyadavarai irivanukkum enakkum ulla verubadi irundhu kondae irukkum, tholaivu irundhu kondae irukkum. Understand? As long as one does not understand the meaning of the word I, this jiva ishwara bheda drishtihi, this perception of duality, perception of difference, understand, between jiva and ishwara will be there. As long as there is ignorance of the self, as long as there is ignorance of the self, this perception of duality, I am different from, I am an individual, different from the Lord, the total, the whole. We don't even know how Lord is the total, okay? That's another problem. Understand? This difference will be there. I am different from the Lord. Not only this difference, Jiva Jiva Bhedaha, Jiva Ishwara Bhedaha, Jiva Jagad Bhedaha, Jagad Ishwara Bhedaha. Understand all these differences, and then will be there mainly, I am different from the Lord. I am different from the Lord. Lord is different from me. So I isolate myself as a limited individual. I separate myself as a limited individual. How long will it be there? As long as I do not know the Atma. And Shastra says, as long as this perception of duality is there, as long as this perception of Jiva Ishwara Bhedaha is there, so long there will be samsaraha. Yavat pariyantam jiva ishwarayoho veda drishtihi tavat pariyantam samsaraha na nivartate. The samsara unna ottu pohade. Understand? The samsaraha, what is samsaraha? The life of transmigration, okay, the beginningless, endless, okay, unavoidable, unchangeable life of births and deaths, the cycle of births and deaths will be continuously there, understand, choicelessly, as long as this Jiva Ishvara Beda Drishtihi is there. Understand? And Shastram also says, where if you know the Atma, if you know the Atma, if you know what the Self is, if you know the meaning of the word I, exactly what it is, then you will have what? Atma Anatma Vivekaha. You will know the discriminative understanding of what Atma is, what Anatma is. Then you can understand the truth of Ishvara and truth of you, the implied meaning of Tat and Tvam being one and the same. Then you can resolve what? You will not have, you will be free from this wrong perception of Jiva and Ishvara being different. Then that is called what? Jiva Ishvara Abheda Drishtihi. Jiva Ishvara Abheda Drishtihi. Jnanathil Jiva Ishvara Abheda Drishtihi. Ajnane Jiva Ishvara Abheda Drishtihi. Jiva Ishvara Abheda Drishtihi. Understand? Jiva Ishvara Abheda Drishtihi means perception of non-difference. Abhedaha means non-difference. Okay? Perception of the non-difference between the individual and the total, the Lord. When is it possible? Only in the wake of the knowledge of the Self. In the wake of the knowledge of the Self, one can have the vision of the oneness of reality, that reality of the individual and the total being one and the same will be very clear. Then one can understand, one will see the non-difference between Jiva and Ishvara. It's okay? In the perception or the vision of the non-difference between Ishvara and Jiva, one becomes free from bondage of karma, otherwise known as samsaraha. Understand now? Why should I know the non-difference between Jiva and Ishvara? Enakkum paramparulukkum idaivali illai. Naan paramparule. This jnanam has to take place. That is why paramparule, Shastram says, you can never attain Lord. You know that? You can never attain Lord. Why? Because you are Lord yourself. Wave can never attain H2O. Understand? Because wave is already what? H2O. Can you ever attain yourself? No. That is the problem. Whole problem is we want to attain ourselves. That is why we are running, searching for ourselves. And as you are running ahead and ahead. Nowhere do you get. This is called hide and seek game in Bhagavatam. Okay? When you say you are searching for yourself, not knowing you are searching for yourself. How far, what is the distance between the wave and the water? Can wave ever attain the H2O? No. Wave is already H2O. Understand? Similarly, the you, lakshyartha of you actually is what? You are already consciousness. You can never attain yourself. What is truth of the whole? What is the Lord? Who is the Lord? Consciousness is the Lord. Truth of the whole universe is what? The consciousness. Can you ever attain yourself? No. Can you ever attain the Lord also? No. That is why we always say we attain the feet of the Lord. Understand now? Your feet stand for knowledge. That is why we attain only the knowledge of yourself. Understand? What you attain is you do not attain the Lord. You do not attain yourself. You cannot attain yourself. How can you attain yourself? Anything which is different from you, away from you, you can attain. See, now I did not have this. Shivashaktima got it for me. Okay? Now I can say, I got it. Why? It is something different from me, so I got it. It was not with me, now I got it. Understand? But something which is away from me can be attained, can be obtained, can be gained, can be reached. Can understand? Away from me. I had to go to, I had to reach Clapton, attain Clapton. Understand? No, I had to reach Clapton, I had to go from here, something away from me. How can you reach, attain, gain, obtain something which is already you? Understand? That is why you only, you do not know what you are. Knowing what you are is what? You attain the knowledge of yourself. Attaining the knowledge of yourself is attaining the knowledge of the Lord. The truth of the whole Jagat. Understand? That is why we always say, Irevan Thiruvadi Serindar. That means what? Thiruvadi Serindal means, we think people, when people die also, we write that nice words. Okay? Parampada Madendar, Brahmaikya Madendar, we all good words write, respectfully. Even if they die ignorant, okay? Really speaking, attaining the feet of the Lord means, out of respect we like, okay? We don't want to use wrong words, Adinji, in India. People die, and they'll send this Uttarakriya Patrikai, okay? And there, Brahmaikya Madendar, Parampada Madendar, Irivan Thiruvadi Adindar, Shivaloka Prapti Adindar, all good, nice words. Understand? No, because really speaking, they don't attain anything. Therefore, we say attain the feet of the Lord. Okay? Feet me stand for knowledge. Understand? So knowing is what? Attaining. Knowing is attaining. Iraivanai parambarulai aridale adaidal. Knowing the truth of yourself. Knowing who you are, knowing what is the content of the I is what? Knowing yourself is attaining yourself. Understand now? Therefore, the knowledge, in the wake of the knowledge of the self, then you understand there is difference between Ishvara and Jiva empirically, understand? But absolutely, from the standpoint of the reality, implied meaning is no difference between Ishvara and Jiva. This knowledge or understanding of this non-difference between Jiva and Ishvara will free you from bondage of karma, otherwise called samsaraha, life of transmigration, transmigratory life. Okay? Okay, now we have to understand. So now the question comes, what is this transmigratory life? What is samsaraha? What is bondage of karma? How I'll be liberated, freed from this bondage of karma? Why jnanam? So we say muktihi or mokshaha. We have many words in Sanskritam. I told you even earlier before when I started the classes in this house. Muktihi is a feminine gender word. Mokshaha is a masculine gender word. Mochanam, vimochanam is a neutral gender word. All the three words mean what? Freedom. Relief. Understand? And one more word also we have, because Mukundaji is here, I tell you that. Mukuhu. Mukuhu also means mokshaha only. That is why mukum dadati iti mukundaha. Mukuvai kodukkiravar mukundar. Daha means bestower. Mukum daha means mukuvai tarihiravar, bestower of mukuhu. Moksha. Mukundaha is not bestower of moksha. Look at this, good name you have. Anyway, so this is Yeah, mukhu also one more word. What I'm saying here, let's say muktihi, mokshaha, freedom or liberation or relief from this bondage of karma is what? Muktihi. So for this muktihi, what do you need to attain mukti? No. Knowing the non-difference between jiva and ishvara. How can you know the non-difference between jiva and ishvara? Okay? How can you know the non-difference between jiva and ishvara? By knowing the self. Understand? That is why self-knowledge helps you recognize the non-difference between jiva and ishvara, which is actual freedom. From knowing the non-difference itself is freedom. Understand? Knowledge itself is freedom. You don't need to attain jnanam, then afterwards you attain freedom. No. Knowledge itself is what? Moksha. Now the question comes, okay, what is bondage of karma? How this knowledge help me, how does this knowledge help me to become free? See, Shastram says, all the human beings are born ignorant. By birth, no, there is no human being who is an exception. Nobody is an exception here. Nobody is superior, nobody is inferior. In terms of this ignorance, all the human beings are born ignorant. Ignorant of what? Ignorant of the self. And therefore, all the human beings are by birth born ignorant of the self. And they all have adhyasa. They all make mistake. How? They mistake the anatma for the atma. They mistake the non-self for the self. All of us. Nobody is an exception here. It's a common human problem this is. When they take the anatma for the atma, what do they do? All of them, what do then? They superimpose the limitations of this anatma upon the atma. Understand? This is the next one. Then what? When they mistake the anatma for the atma, they superimpose the limitations of the anatma upon the atma. Then what will they think? Body is subject to death. Therefore, what will they say? I am going to die. Body is getting old. So I am growing, getting old. I am aging. Listen now. All these problems come. Therefore, every human being has many notions about oneself. The common notions. There are many common notions. We have so many notions, okay, about ourselves. It's a different thing. And basically, all of us have certain common notions about ourselves. And all those notions are also what? Erroneous. Wrong notions. All of us entertain erroneous notions about ourselves. Every individual entertains wrong notion about oneself because why? He superimposes the limitations of the problems, the limitations, the qualities of the body, mind, and complex, the anatma upon the atma. Why he does do that? Because he mistakes anatma for the atma. Self. Okay, he mistakes anatma for the self. Why does he do that? Because he does not know what the self is. Simple reason, okay? Then, when he has wrong notions about himself, and what is the main wrong notion he has about himself? Not he or she, any human being. No, I am a mortal. I am a mortal. I was born on such and such a date, and I am living now, I am suffering, I am enjoying. Okay, either I have superiority complex or inferiority complex, or I have both sometimes, okay, in different degrees, and then I have very strong notion, I am going to die one day. Even though I do not know my date of death, but I am definite that I am going to die one day, because I have seen in my life people who were born, who were living before me, I saw many people dying, and also know definitely I am going to die one day. I am a mortal. What is that? I am a mortal. This is a very strong notion. And not only that I am a mortal, and we also identify with the mind also, and because of the, all these limitations, and we also, I think, no, I want to live. Understand? That is, I am unhappy. I am unhappy, I am insignificant. These are the, I live very short life. This problem is there. I am a mortal. Main notions, I am a mortal. Therefore, what happens? These notions, who doesn't have this notion? All of us have this notion. And this gives rise to the pressure. What is the pressure? I want to live. I want to live. I am a mortal, I am going to die. Because of this notion alone, the desire comes. What is the desire? I want to live. And I want to, suppose if you know you are not going to die, will there be desire to live? Understand why? Because you think you are going to die. Therefore, what does the desire? I want to live. And I want to live long. I want to live long, how? Always worrying? No. Happily. I want to live long? Happily. This is the common human fundamental desire. Understand now why this desire is? This desire, this is the common desire. Doesn't matter whether somebody is a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew or a Hindu, okay, Tamil speaking, Hindi speaking, whatever language you speak, you understand? Doesn't matter where you are living, but all the living beings want to live, and definitely all human beings want to live. Therefore, this desire, I want to live, I want to live long, I want to live long happily, this is a common human fundamental desire. Why this desire is there? Because I have a wrong notion. What is the notion? I am a mortal. Why the wrong notion is there? Because I superimpose the limitations of the body upon the Atma. I understand, I think I am a mortal. Because I mistake Anatma for the Atma. Because I do not know what Atma is. Not only I do not know, I do not know that I do not know what Atma is. Is it clear now? Therefore, please understand, this is common fundamental desire, okay, which gives rise to all other desires. If you ask whichever desire is there in any human mind, any desire is, any desire is what? A symptom of this fundamental desire. It crops up from this desire only. What is a root desire? Okay, what is a root desire from which alone many, many, many sprouts, many desires sprout? The only root underneath, now without a root, my desires cannot sprout. For all the varieties of desires, destructive, understand, constructive, contributive, all forms of all the desires of all the human beings arise from the root desire. What is the root? I want to live long, happily. Is it clear now? That is why how many ever desires arise, unless and until this desire is, understand, one becomes free from the hold of this desire. I want to live long happily. If this desire is taken care of, okay, how many ever desires you fulfill? Fulfilling one desire is like cutting off the one branch of the sprout. Again, new desire will come up. Why? The roots are there underneath. Is it clear now? That is why fulfillment of desires will not undo the root desire. The non-fulfillment of desire also will not undo the desire, root desire. Therefore, as long as the root desire is there, there will be desires, sprouting desires. So, sprouting desires will make you do what? Do action. When do you rush? Understand? It's all our agi. When do you do any action physically? Any physical activity apart from your biological needs. And Sasha said, biological, we have a lot, okay, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. It means you have to get up and go and take water and drink and food, cook food, eat. So hungry and thirsty, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I need to eat means what I want to eat, I want to drink means they're all natural biological needs. You have no choice. You have to do something to fulfill them. Similarly, I want to live long happily is a natural emotional urge. You can't undo it. Can you undo your hunger? Can I undo your thirst? What can you do about it? You have to fulfill. Similarly, I want to live long happily also is what? Natural emotional urge. It has to be fulfilled. That is why we do not know the root disease. Whatever we do is like taking medicine for the symptom of the disease instead of taking medicine for undoing the disease. Understand? Is it clear now? That is why we do karma. Look at this. That is why it is impossible for us to remain without doing any karma. I'm coming to the main point now. Why do we perform actions? Naam yen sayal purigirom? Why do we perform actions? Why do we do our actions? We do so many things. We get up in the morning, okay, until we fall asleep, the whole day we are doing physically, mentally, orally, something or the other. Talking, thinking, not thinking, understand? Planning, scheming and doing things. Whole day what are we doing? All of us, I tell you, we are just helpless. We are driven by chased by our desires, our thinking. You think, desire comes, you plan, you scheme and you understand? And then you just keep on doing the actions. The whole life is, whole day is nothing but a long action consisting of many units of actions. Understand? Big, too many actions otherwise, I can say. Oh, fall asleep. Sleeping is what? Again. Okay? Sort of. And again, wake up. Waking up is what again? Understand? For the whole day, every day, day after day, what we are doing is nothing but we are doing only actions. Impelled by our own desire. So every action is expression of one's impelling desire. That is when we do the action, what happens? Look at this. Whether you do the action in conformity with dharma or transgressing dharma, knowingly or unknowingly, understand, intentionally or without any intention, or expecting a result or without expecting a result also, definitely every action produces fruit, phalam. Understand? Every action produces phalam. And every action produces twofold results. One is drishtam phalam, another one is adrishtam phalam. Drishtam phalam, adrishtam phalam. The motive behind the action produces phalam. And it's an action also produces phalam. The motive. That is why we say adrishtam phalam, adrishtam phalam. See, drishtam phalam is a fruit of a given action which you exhaust. When you exhaust, you know the cause for the fruit. You know the result, you know the cause of the result you are enjoying. Suppose you go and eat the food now. You go and eat the food, okay, you are hungry, you eat the food, and after eating the food, you feel satisfied. Drishtam phalam. Why do you feel, I'm not hungry anymore. Okay, I feel so satisfied. When do you say that? What's the fruit of it? It's a drishtam phalam. Okay, act of eating appeases your hunger means what? Drishtam phalam.
It's a result of.
Yeah. Yeah, result. For which you know the cause. I don't feel hungry anymore. I feel satisfied now. Before eating, I was very hungry, I was tired, I was dissatisfied, understand now? And after I finished eating, I feel satisfied, I'm not hungry, I'm not tired, I'm fresh, I'm okay now. If you say that, that is drishtam phalam, you know that. How you were before eating, after eating, how do you feel? Before taking the medicine, you have severe headache, okay? Sometimes, okay, all the time people, medicines don't work, I'm saying. And sometimes, okay, you feel, you go and take the medicine, and after the medicine, after 2 hours time, medicine works, oh, now I feel better. What is the phalam? Drishtam phalam. If you know, look at this, if you know the cause of a result of a given action, that result is called drishtam phalam. Understand? And you go, suppose you go, and suppose you're cooking, while cooking, suppose something hot, the pan or something touches your skin, it gets burnt. Understand? This knowingly or unknowingly. But you know the phalam. Understand now what I'm saying? Immediately, oh, because I'm going through pain. What is the cause? Because, understand, I burnt. I got myself burnt. Is it clear now? So this is drittam phalam means kana, the fruit or result of an action when you're enjoying, for which you know the cause, okay? You know the cause of that fruit. It's called drishtam phalam. So we do go through all of drishtam phalams. But this also phalam called adrishtam phalam. Adrishtam phalam, every action produces adrishtam phalam also. Adrishtam phalam, okay, takes its own time to fructify. Adrishtam phalam takes its own time to fructify. Immediately it will not come. And we say, why it happens, that is the nature of the adrishtam phalam. Okay? Why it happens, suppose if you sow some seeds, you know, in the garden, throw some seeds in the garden, you throw some coriander seeds, or some other, you know, there were green gram grain seeds, or throw some our plum seeds and apple seeds, or throw some other seeds like mango seed and all that. So all the seeds simultaneously in the garden, or sow them properly and wait for them. You see, you need to wait for 6 months, you cannot see the sprout of the apple seed. You cannot see the sprout of the plum seed even for 6 months. It needs long sleeping time. I tell you, this green gram, mung dal, next day you can see the sprout. And the coriander leaf, I tell you, next day, in 2 days time you can see the coriander sprout coming. So similarly, this methi seeds when you throw. Why all the seeds you throw them simultaneously, but why they take their own time to start sprouting? Because that is the nature of the seeds. Every seed needs its own sleeping time for it to become mature, ready to start sprouting. Similarly, how many of our karmas we do, okay, the karmas, the motive behind the karma, intention behind the karma, understand? And the karma phalam also takes, the karma phalam, the fruit of action also, adrishta phalam also takes its own time to fructify. It has to become mature and then it has to fructify. It's like a bank deposits. Understand? You deposit for 3 years, you have to wait for 3 years. You can't go and otherwise, we lose some interest and all those lot of other things are there. Understand what I'm saying? So here, this takes its own time to fructify. So here what happens? Sometimes we do whole life, understand? We live our life doing lot of karma. And the many results of actions which we do in a given life, they remain unexhausted. They remain without getting exhausted. Why? The time has not come. But what happens? The lifespan ends. The lifespan comes to an end. lifespan comes to an end, but still the results of actions which have yet to be exhausted remain without getting, in the sense of having got exhausted. So, such unexhausted results of actions, unexhausted results of actions, get accumulated, get collected. Okay, now you can say, because what is life? Life is a beginningless, endless cycle of many births and deaths. Therefore, we know very well the present life we are living is not the first life. Understand? The present life we are living is not the first life. So, we cannot say before this present life how many lives have we lived also we do not know. We cannot know. We need not know also. Many janmas, because a cycle means, understand? Cycle means how many lives have we already lived? We do not know. How many times we are born? We do not know. How many times, okay, we died? We do not know. We do not know anything. But we only one thing we can say. Today we are alive. Okay, this life, this birth is one of the many, many, many births and okay, many, many births. And which will be followed by the death, which will be one of the many, many, many deaths. Is it clear now? That is why in this, before this life, before this life, before we are born in this life, how many past lives we have, okay, gone through, we do not know. In all those lives, what all karma we did, we do not know. How we did, we do not know. Where we did, we do not know. Understand? So how much karma palams we have accumulated also, we do not know. How much we have in store without having, okay, without getting exhausted also, we do not know. Therefore, all the karma phalam, okay, unexhausted fruits or results of actions performed in many other previous lives which got accumulated together, understand, is called sanchitam karma. Until the last birth, okay, not this present birth. Until the previous birth, prior to the present one, until the last birth, how many ever lives we have lived, we do not know. So in all those many lives, whatever karma we did, and results, the unexhausted fruits of actions performed in past lives. That's all you can say. Together it accumulated as sanchitam karma. Now what is sanchitam karma? Sanchitam karma phalam. Sanchitam karma means sanchitam karma phalam. Is it clear now? Sanchita itself means accumulated. So sanchitam karma phalam means the fruits of actions, the unexhausted fruits of actions, okay, which have been accumulated in all the past lives together. Understand? Come under the category of sanchitam karma. Sanchitam karma phalam. Ah, clear now? Therefore, who doesn't have sanchitam, now tell me? If anybody says here, oh, I don't have any sanchitam. That means what? All of us have sanchitam karma phalam.
You're all lying.
And then we say, next, what is this present life? And one portion of sanchitam, we cannot exhaust all the sanchitam together. Understand? How can you have a lot of debts? We can't pay back all the debts to Bhagavan or settle our accounts with Bhagavan one life. Only one small part of Sanchitam, okay, we start exhausting. One part of the Sanchitam alone, when it is exhausted, so exhaustion of one part of Sanchitam, okay, is called Prarabdham Karma Phalam or Prarabdham Karma. Prarabdham. So exhaustion of the one part of Sanchitam Karma Phalam is called what? Prarabdham Karma Phalam. Or you can say the karma which is exhausted, one portion of karma, Sanchitam Karma, which is exhausted, is what? Prarabdham Karma. And our Shastram says, the way the present life, the whole present life, is what? The whole present life is nothing but the Prarabdha Karma Phalam. The whole life is what? The whole present life. The whole present life is the Prarabdha Karma Phalam. Only one portion, okay? So when you say the whole present life is the Prarabdha Karma Phalam, means is the fruit of the Prarabdha Karma Phalam, means our birth. Look at this. That is why we were never asked before we were born. Come on, are you ready to be born now? Where do you want to be born? Do you want to be born in Sri Lanka or London or India? Or where? Where do you want to be born? Okay, after being born, where are you going? Where do you want to live? Who are the parents? Come on, all the parents. Which parents do you want to choose? Were you asked to be before you were born? No. Understand? That is why we were not asked anything. We just simply pushed. Understand? I'm just joking. Don't really take it seriously. We were not asked means what? Our birth itself is not our choice. It is not. We have not chosen our birth. That is why we cannot choose our death. Understand? Nothing is in our hands. So we were born means birth itself is ordained by Prarabdham Karma Phalam. So we have some papam, we have also some punyam, that is why human body. If we didn't have any punyam at all, we would have been crawling or jumping or hopping somewhere. Okay? Understand?
Jumping kangaroo.
And so what I'm saying now, so that is why we have some punyam also, that is why human sharing. So birth itself is Prarabdha Karma Phalam. Not only birth, why these parents? And parentage is Prarabdha Phalam. Understand? Why these parents? That is why nobody can disown us, okay? Their Prarabdha, we are born, okay? We are Prarabdha, they are our parents, I say. So Prarabdha. See, parentage is Prarabdha. Similarly, people who are associated with you, connected to you through blood, understand? The brothers and sisters and all of them are Prarabdha. Everything is any contact, any association is because of Prarabdha. If I am coming to this class house and teaching and all of you are sitting here, it's Prarabdha. That's what Bhagavan wouldn't have brought. But only time is there, okay? Time for everything, time. So Prarabdha Karma Phalam is then parentage. And similarly, death also. So birth, parentage and death also is what? Until the death. Death and until the death. Birth and after birth. Death and until the death. Whatever one goes through in life is what? Is nothing but exhaustion of the Prarabdham Karma Phalam, which is the one portion of Sanchitam. Understand now? This is called Prarabdham Karma Phalam. That is why please understand, every time when you do karma in the present life, and then the results sometimes seem to be You think, oh, I did, when the result is nice, you think I did very well, I worked hard, I got a good result. You think that way. In fact, the present situation, the present action you did, and the present result, there's no connection. And sometimes you did very well, the result is not your expectation, you are worried, my God, I did very well, still why it has gone wrong? Where it went wrong? Why I didn't do very well? Understand? The result is not your expectation, also you think, you don't know why it didn't work. Oh my God, I did not work well at all, but still my God, it is more than my expectation. Understand? That is why the result sometimes, the present action and the present result are not directly connected, really speaking. We think, and then we start analyzing, where I went wrong, how I went wrong, why it happened. Understand? We think you break our head, really speaking. The present karma you are doing, the present result or the present karma is not actually the result of the present karma. It is the prarabdham, okay? It is the result of the past karma, for the result of the past karma to manifest the present karma become only nimittam, instrumental. Understand? The present situation, your present actions, the present life is only instrumental for the past results to come. That is why sometimes all, and we go through pain and pleasure, pain, and pleasure, then pain comes, or pain, pleasure. That's it. We go through both desirable situations, undesirable situations, pleasant and unpleasant experiences, both pain and pleasure we go through in life. That's why life, always we go through all paths of opposites, victory, defeat, honor, dishonor, failure, success, gain, loss, all these things occur in different degrees. Sometimes desirable results will be more, undesirable results will be less. Sometimes undesirable will be more, desirable will be less. Sometimes both desirable and undesirable results will be equal. However it is, whatever it is, this is how the situations are we go through life. There is some pain, there is some pleasure, everything. We go through pain, comes and goes. Pleasure also comes and goes. Karma itself is time bound. Karma, phalam also is definitely what? Time bound. Pleasure also is not permanent. Pain also is not permanent. Nothing in this life is permanent. Everything comes and goes. Comes and goes, comes and goes. Nothing is permanent. Okay? Anyway, we will understand this better later on. Now, I want to finish this topic anyway. This is the prarabdham karma phalam. Now, you will ask me the question, yes, Swamini, you said, karma, any karma definitely produces phalam, result. And we are doing the karma now also. Living a life means what? Doing lot of actions. We are only exhausting the fruits of the past karma, one portion of the past karma in the name of prarabdha. We still have big bank balance. And apart from that, the presently also we are doing karma. These present karmas, do they produce phalam? They definitely produce phalam. But what will happen to the adrishta phalam of the present karma? Understand? The adrishta phalam of the present karma will be accumulated as agami karma. Agami.
Is it with the remaining sanchita karma or?
No, even new.
Okay, new.
See, sanchita will be old balance, yeah. New deposit. Okay, old balance is what? Old balance is sanchitam. Okay, yeah. And the prarabdha is one portion of the prarabdha. But while exhausting the prarabdha karma phalam, you have to live your life to exhaust the punya papa, okay? Then while exhausting the part of the karma, what you have, you are doing karma again, you accumulate the present, okay? They won't be exhausted definitely. The present karma you do, they produce phalam. So their adrishtam, the adrishta karma phalam of the present actions done in this present life will be there unexhausted, okay, they get collected as agami karma phalam. Understand now? Agami karma phalam. So you, the whole life you live, if you have lots of punyam, more pleasures. You have some papam, you have pain also. That is why nandrum tidum pirartara vara. Understand, whatever suffering or enjoyment I have in my life, nobody is really responsible for my lot. Understand, the others become only nimittam, instrumental. Others become only instrumental for my suffering or my pleasure. Really speaking, nobody is directly responsible for my suffering or pleasure. They become instrumental, nimittam. So trigger the pain you have. Understand? They become instrumental, that's all. But we mistake the instrumental situation for the cause. That is our, because our lack of understanding, our limitation. That's why our perception is not right, I said. We do not see subtle fact. So, agami karma phalam. Now, what happens? We only exhaust the parabdha, and parabdha comes to an end, then the death comes. Death also you can't choose. After the death, okay, agami is there. Agami will join what? Sanchitam. So, one portion of agami is exhausted as parabdha. While exhausting the prarabdha, you accumulate new agami which will join sanchitam. So sanchitam will always be what? Replenished. Okay? It's always be continuously it's replenished. As you exhaust again, you fill it back, fill it up. That is why sanchitam Paradha Agami. Agami joins Sanchitam. Again, one next portion of Sanchitam comes as Prarabdha. Please understand, we cannot choose our death, birth. We cannot choose our death. We cannot choose our pains and pleasures. Understand? All ordained by the law. That is why we feel helpless. Do you understand your helplessness now? Do you understand helplessness now? How we are helpless? We have to understand that we have this problem. See, people don't even understand there's a problem of samsara. Only then you can think of solution for some problem. So, sanchitam, agami joins the sanchitam. Again, sanchitam, one portion of sanchitam will be exhausted as prarabdha. Well, exhausting the prarabdha, understand? Again, you accumulate agami. Agami will join the sanchitam. This is why it's a cycle. Understand now? It never comes to an end. Sanchita prarabdha agami. Sanchita prarabdha agami. Sanchita prarabdha agami. So, it is a continuous one. So, how long? As long, please listen to me carefully. And when you have unexhausted karma phalam, those, that karma phalam has to be exhausted. You cannot escape. As long as you have sanchitam in your account, okay, you have to come and draw and spend it, okay. That is why you were born. The why birth? Look at this. Kimartha katam janmana. Why janma? Why there is a birth? Punar janma. Punaha punaha janma. Why you are born? Punaha means again. Okay, punarjanma means rebirth. Why you are reborn again and again and again and again? There is no limit. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam, iha samsare bahudustare. Krupaya pare pahimurare dustaraha samsaraha. Okay, dustaraha samsaraha. It is very difficult to cross this. Dustara samsara, not sutara samsara, not sulabhatara samsara. Easily crossable, okay. It is very difficult to cross this ocean of samsara. That is why this life of transmigration is likened to ocean. Because, understand, very vast, continuous, endless, there is a beginningless, endless. How, as long as you have Sanchitam, understand, you have to be born again to exhaust the Sanchitam karma. And you have exhaust what? One portion as Prarabdha. Well, exhaustion of Prarabdha activate again Agami. Again Agami joins the Sanchitam.
Can we reduce Sanchitam?
No.
Can we reduce it?
Listen, Sanchitam will never be reduced, okay? Because again, you are living your life. Sanchitam will not be reduced. Agami cannot be avoided. Look at this, you're helpless. That is what I'm saying. Listen carefully, listen to me carefully, please. Wait. Don't get up. That is why this is where we have to become humble. What is that? Please understand your helplessness. We have no way of escaping. That is why Arasan Andru Kolvan, Devam Nindru Kollum. Nobody can escape. Nobody can escape once Punya Papas. If you have Punyam, you have to exhaust. If you have Papam also, you have to exhaust. No way of escaping. It is called Samsaraha. That's why Samsaraha means that which moves perfectly well. The life of transmigration, which moves perfectly well, is called Samsaraha. Understand now? There is no disorder there. Perfect order there. That is why you are chosen to be, okay? You have your birth is perfectly ordained. Your death is perfectly ordained. In between birth and death, all your pains and pleasures, all the people whom you have to meet, when you have to meet, how you have to meet, the one who has to be, you have to betray somebody, you will be meet that, you will meet that person, you will trust that person. I tell you, everything will happen. That is your whole life is perfectly ordained. That is why Shastram says, understand, this will continue. But there is only one way to get that, to cross this, overcome this, okay? To cross this ocean of samsara, there is only one way, only one means. Understand? Only one way. That is why he says, there is only Bhava Arnava Tarane Naukaha. They say that only one way, only one thing which can help you to cross this ocean of samsara, that is knowledge. Knowledge is the only raft with which alone you can cross this ocean of samsara. You can free yourself from bondage of karma. Is it clear now what is bondage of karma now? Now the question comes, how does knowledge free me from bondage of karma? See, you cannot stop doing the actions. Non-performance of actions, look at this. Non-performance of actions is not possible, first of all, understand that. You had to perform karma. Understand? You cannot avoid the karma producing the result. Because it's the law. You cannot say over, understand, the results being produced by the karma. You cannot remain without doing karma. You have to do the karma. Once you do the karma, karma will definitely produce a phalam. Understand? Therefore, performance of action, non-performance of action is not going to help you anyway. So you can't. No, if I don't do any karma at all, I can escape. No, that is not possible. The Shastram says, this, how knowledge helps you, look at this. You have punyam and papam, punya papa, sukham, dukham, all these things. You say, I have punyam, I have papam, I go through pain, I go through pleasure, I enjoy pleasure, I suffer pain. All these things you say because of what? I suffer, I do this, I... Understand what I'm saying? This you say, that is why you have everything. Because of your wrong identity. Look at this, wrong identity. If you do not have identity with the body, mind, sense complex, if you can be objective towards your own body, mind, sense complex, then you can be free from the notion that you are the doer and you are the enjoyer. You have a notion, you have a notion that you are the doer, you are the performer, and you are the enjoyer. You have a notion that I am the doer, that notion is very strongly there in you. I am an enjoyer, that notion also is very, very much there. Why this notion is there? Because you identify yourself with anatma. So Shastram says, how long will this samsara continue? Shastram says, as long as you have the notion that you are the doer and you are the enjoyer, this samsara will be there. Understand? As long as you think you are the doer, you are the enjoyer, and as long as you isolate yourself from the total, the Lord, this notion, I am the enjoyer, I am the doer, this notion is there, and you have what? Samsara. You have to go through this. If you free yourself from the notion that you are the doer, you are the enjoyer, you will be free from samsara. Look at this. That is why this is called mati, vidhiyai matiyal vellala means this is what? Matihi means knowledge. Vidhi means samsara. People always tappa solvanga, they use it in wrong context. Vidhiyai matiyal vellalam. We can understand? That means what? Vidhi means samsara, which you ordained. Vidhi means rule, which you ordained. You cannot change it. You can't undo it. You cannot understand? There is no way of escape. That's why it's called vidhi. Vidhi means what? Ordained. Vidhiyai vellalam. You can overcome, you can be victorious over this vidhi. How? By mati. What is mati? Knowledge. Understand now? It's very important. People always know we have wrong understanding. Vidhi,
sorry?
Huh? Vidhi? It's not fate actually. I mean, okay, what is ordained, yeah. Fate also can say no problem. What I'm saying, vidhi actually ordained. Niyati, okay, determined. I mean, definitely, vidhi is already understand what I'm saying? Preordained thing is called vidhi. You cannot change it. Understand? So what is vidhi? You can vellalam. You can overcome it, escape from that. How? How can you free yourself from vidhi? Mati. Mati means knowledge. By using your mati. What is the mati here? Not buddhi here. Yeah. Self-knowledge.
But I think in certain times they use it in the
wrong context. Wrong context.
That story about...
No, actually this is the proper meaning. This is the proper meaning. Understand now? Vidhiyai mati means self-knowledge there. Mati means knowledge. Buddhi. Understand? Anyway, actually in the other context also the same thing. Now understand this much. So what I'm saying, if you give up, if you free yourself from the notion, the samsara, this punya papa, samsara is there as long as you have the notion that you are the doer and you are the enjoyer. How can I give the notion you are the doer and the enjoyer? This is called ahankara. Understand now what is ahankara? Ahankara means what? The ego means what? The wrong notion. See, entertaining wrong notion about yourself is ahankara. All the wrong notions you have about yourself is ahankara. The Shastram says, as long as you have ahankara, you have samsara, therefore give up ahankara. People will say. I tell you, it is wrong to say to give up. Okay? You cannot give up ahankara because you are not holding on to ahankara. Ahankara is naturally there. Please understand. Okay? The wrong notion you have about yourself, I am a doer, I am an enjoyer, etc., etc., these notions you have because
natural.
Ahankara cannot be given up. Ahankara you cannot give up. Ahankara has to give you up. Understand? Ahankara has to go away from you. How can ahankara go? As long as ahankara is there, as long as you have wrong notion about yourself, you have samsara. As long as you think you are a doer and enjoyer, you have samsara. Therefore, what is the only way? You have to, look at this, you have to correct your erroneous self-perception. Correcting one's erroneous self-perception is the only way to have what? To get rid of ahankara. Other than what wrong notion you have about yourself. How can you correct your self-perception? Only by knowing. Understand? Once how you can give up the notion that you are the doer and enjoyer, if you do not have, why do you think you are the doer and enjoyer? Because you have wrong identity. What's wrong identity? You think you are the body, you think you are the mind, you think you are the senses, you think you are the pranas, you think you identify yourself only with anatma. You do not know what atma is. Understand? The individual is total, all these things. But the individual, you do not know what atma is. And you understand, you mistake the anatma for the atma. Only anatma part of the individual known is mistaken for the self. Is it clear now? That is why mistaking the anatma for atma is the cause for one to have this wrong notion that one is a doer, one is an enjoyer. Therefore, to become free from samsara, I have to free myself from the notion I have about myself that I am a doer and enjoyer, which is ahankara. Understand? To free myself from the wrong notion I have about myself, I have to have right identity. For which what? I have to shift my I notion, I sense from the body, mind, sense complex to the consciousness, the Atma. Understand? I should not have wrong identity, I should have right identity. I should understand. To have the right identity, I should know what I am. It's why jnana deva kaivalyam. Jnana deva moksha. Understand? Look at this now. Do you attain moksha now? No. Discover moksha. Understand? You only discover moksha. Do not attain moksha. That is why Shastram says, if you know, this is what is bondage of karma, this is what is karma bandha, this is what is samsara, there is no way of escaping from it. You have to understand your helplessness in not being able to get rid of the samsara. Okay? And the samsara is, this cycle of samsara is because of the wrong notion you have about yourself that you are the doer and enjoyer. This notion wrong, having a wrong notion about yourself is ahankaraha. They say you cannot give up ahankaraha. Don't ever try to give up ahankaraha. Please understand what ahankara is all about. Why ahankara is there? Why do I think I am a doer and enjoyer? Shastram says, you think you are a doer and enjoyer because you mistake anatma for the atma. You mistake the body-mind complex for the self. And therefore, if you do not mistake the body-mind complex for the self, then you will not think you are the doer and the enjoyer. Understand? For which you need to know, in order not to mistake the body-mind complex for the self, you need to know what you are. And you need to know that you do not know what you are. Therefore, first know you do not know what you are. And better then you know what you are. Then you don't mistake the anatma for the atma. Then you will see you don't give up anything. Look at this. And you will also understand in the wake of the knowledge of the self. My God, when you become objective towards your own body, mind, sense complex, then you have perfect objectivity wherein you will understand you cannot become happy, you are already happiness. And that you are fullness yourself. நீயே நிறைவு. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், நீயே ஆனந்தம். யூ ஆர் ஃபுல்னஸ் யுவர் செல்ஃப், யூ ஆர் ஹாப்பினஸ் யுவர் செல்ஃப். யூ டிஸ்கவர் இன் திஸ் கண்ட் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் யூ ஆர் த வெரி லைஃப். நவ் தட் யூ வாண்ட் டு லிவ், யூ ஆர் தி வெரி லைஃப். இஃப் தி வேவ் நோஸ் ஓ மை ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் மை செல்ஃப் இஸ் H2O அண்ட் தி வேவ் வில் சே ஐ தி வேவ் ஐ ஆம் தி வாட்டர் ஐ ஆம் வாட்டர். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஐ ஆம் தி வாட்டர் அண்ட் ஐ ஆம் தி வாட்டர் அண்ட் தி லைஃப் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி வேவ்ஸ் அண்ட் தி என்டையர் ஓஷன். Understand? I want to live will not be there. I am a mortal. I am born. All the notions will, wrong notions will resolve in that knowledge. All the wrong notions will resolve in that knowledge. Knowledge is the solution. Knowledge is the means. Ignorance is bondage. Knowledge is freedom. Is it clear now? Therefore, in the wake of the jnanam, knowledge, all the wrong notions will resolve. One wrong notions resolve, and where is prarabdha? Okay, one has to only exhaust the prarabdha, and sanchitam will not be there, agami also will not be there. Prarabdha also is exhausted without getting affected by the prarabdha. Understand? This is what is mukti. Is it clear now? Oh my God, 9 o'clock. This time passes like anything. Actually, I have to say a lot more, I mean some more things. At least I finished the topic, okay? But still it is not, I have not made very, very, very clear many things because of short of time. In fact, I tried my best to finish within a 1.5 hours time so much, okay? I mean, we tried to do. At least you have an idea. That is, now when you understand the samsara, it is very important to know what samsara is, what bondage of karma is. Otherwise, you will not know. When you go to the doctor, suppose doctor has to, when you have to really diagnose and know that you have a problem, you know. If you do not even know you are sick, how will you go to the doctor? Seek help. Understand? First of all, we do not know. We think the whole life is real. Okay, it is not, we don't say the life is unreal, okay. We mistake this life for everything absolutely real, and we do not know that there is a problem of samsara, and we do not think. Only if you know there is a problem of samsara, it's called bhava rogaha. It's called what? Bhava rogaha. Bhava roga means what? Life of becoming, life of being born again and again, dying. It's called bhava roga. And you need a medicine, bheshajam. Understand? And you have to go to the bishak doctor. Who is the doctor? Vaidyanatha Swami. Bhagavan is the Vaidyanatha Swami. Sitting in the form of Dakshinamurti as a teacher, a bestower of spiritual knowledge. And knowledge is the medicine. Okay? The medicine is what? Knowledge. Dakshinamurti, the bestower of spiritual knowledge, is the actual doctor. Understand? Dakshinamurti, the bestower of this medicine of self-knowledge, is the actual doctor, Vaidyanatha Swami. If you want a worshipper of Vishnu, you can say Dhanvantari. Dhanvantari or Vaidyanatha Swami, okay, no problem for us. See, we just say, we invoke Bhagavan as the best of the foremost of the lineage of Vaidyas, doctors. We say Vaidyanatha Swami. Okay, we just say. Dakshinamurti is the best of the spiritual knowledge. And here, everything is one. And listen, all for different names and forms, that's all are one only actually. Different forms and names. What I'm saying, the doctor, when you have to get your disease cured, you have to go to the doctor to get the proper medicine. And for this bhava roga, you need the medicine of knowledge. And who is the doctor to be approached? Who is the Vaidyanatha? Lord of all doctors, no, is the Vaidyanatha Swami, is Dakshinamurti. Who is Dakshinamurti? Bhagavan is bestower of spiritual knowledge. I'm just saying. Now what I'm saying here, that is why when you go to Shiva temple or anywhere, when you see Dakshinamurti, specially pray for self-knowledge. No, even to ask for jnanam, you should know the value of knowledge. Understand? Why? I tell you, this natyam, satyam, satyam, this is the truth. There's nothing else in this life, in this world, other than this knowledge. Knowledge of yourself is knowledge of the truth of the whole Jagat, knowledge of the Lord. This knowledge is strength, knowledge is freedom, ignorance is bondage, ignorance is samsara. Is it okay? Anyway, I have not yet completed totally Tattva Bodha, but I have completed topics of Tattva Bodha. Is it clear now?
Yes.
No, what is bondage? What is moksha? Now you know, knowledge is important.